Uncle Cracker there, 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the best mix in the morning show and music news for Friday. So much for Adele and Simon Konecki's divorce agreement being kept confidential. 1 week after a judge signed off, their settlement was unsealed and published by TMZ. There's nothing shocking to be found there. They settled the end of their marriage like two mature adults. Adele and Konecki will share custody of their 8-year-old son, Angelo. Neither asked for spousal support, even though Adele is clearly the breadwinner. The couple separated about 2 years ago, and a friend said the marriage grew cold, and they, quote, became more like friends than lovers. She realized the romantic love was just no longer there. Harry Styles earned the prestigious opening slot at Sunday night's Grammy Awards. This year's COVID-safe ceremony will have pre-taped performances as well as live ones inside the Los Angeles Convention Center and outside on the surrounding plaza. CBS executive Jack Sussman said on Wednesday, quote, "You don't want to miss the top of the show. It's going to be music coming at you heavy and hard like you've never seen it before." The Recording Academy nominated Harry Styles in three categories: Best Pop Solo Performance for Watermelon Sugar, Best Pop Vocal Album, and Fine Line is his album title, by the way, and also Best Music Video for Adore You. And Beyoncé says that she was inspired by Meghan Markle's interview with Oprah Winfrey and thanked the Duchess of Sussex for her courage in coming forward with her mental health struggles. Queen Bey posted a message on her website which reads, "Thank you, Meghan, for your courage and leadership. We are all strengthened and inspired by you." She also shared a photo she took with Meghan Markle when they first met at the London premiere of The Lion King back in 2019. That is music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show, 98.3 The Coast.